When was the last time that you stopped to think about the life of a stranger? And now, not just thinking about strangers in general or even people far away, but the person in front of you when you're driving down the road, or the one that you walk past on the sidewalk. Do you ever wonder what their day has been like? Their year? Where are they going? Why? To be honest, I don't. At least not very often. I have other thoughts, though. Plenty of other thoughts. Like, why are they driving like that? They should really stay in their own lane and, for the love of God, drive the speed limit. Or why does this person walk so slowly or so close behind me? Don't they know that people have places to go and things to do? You get the idea. None of it is actually about that person. It's about how their presence is impacting me. But I am learning that children don't really think like they actually care so much more about who the other person might be and what their personal story might entail. When I pick up my daughter from school, the kids love to scream at each other from across the street, "Bye, Mia! See you tomorrow, Matthew!" Ren will then tell me something about each one. "That's so-and-so's grandma that picks them up. He just got back from Mexico. He threw up yesterday. And she has the same shoes I do." And this doesn't stop with just classmates. We were at the Cougar Mountain Zoo recently for the Issaquah Reindeer Festival. And if you haven't gone, you should. It's really fun. You get to feed reindeer. You get this brown paper bag filled with chunks of apple, and you get to wander about tossing apples to the reindeer and watching them kind of saunter over and very delicately, which I was surprised by based on their size, pick up those little chunks of fruit and nosh away. Of course, you have to stay on a fenced path, but they do come close. And boy, do they love apples. But Ren would look at a reindeer coming over for a treat, and she would say things like, "He looks sad. I wonder why." Or, "This one doesn't need to eat as much because he had a big snack earlier." Or, "Those girls over there, they're sleeping because they were running around just a lot earlier and they had a big lunch, so they are very tired." And for one young male, not even a year old, she developed an entire backstory for him about why his antlers were so small, when he learned to walk, and how one of the other reindeer picks on him. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not. Through her eyes, I saw each reindeer as unique, as having a particular story, personality quirks, and their own particular way of being in the world. "You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Holy One to prepare his way." During this time of year, especially, you hear a lot about babies. Of course, there is the baby Jesus, very much the star of our show. But today, we get a glimpse into the life of another baby. We see the start of John, who would become known as the Baptist or the forerunner. And if you remember, his father, Zechariah, was struck mute after the angel Gabriel visited him and told him that he and his wife Elizabeth, despite being ripe in age, were going to have a child. He's silent for 9 months. But when he opens his mouth, wow, we get this beautiful song that we sang during our canticle. He starts by praising God for all that God has done, but then he looks at his child and directly addresses John, who at this point is just a teeny tiny little baby. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Holy One to prepare his way. Now, it seems like quite a tall order for an infant, but I think that we all do this to some extent. We want our children or our grandchildren or nieces or nephews or godchildren to do great things in the world. We see in each small face a little holy being and someone who has their entire life ahead of them. I know, at least for me, I don't think about them being CEOs or making a ton of money or being famous in Hollywood. When I look into the trusting eyes of a child, I want them to be happy. I want them to follow their dreams and their hearts. I want them to live into the unique person that God has created them to be. I want them to love and be loved just as they are. Zechariah declares, "You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Holy One to prepare his way." And I have to stop and wonder, did Zechariah declare John one who will prepare the way because he had a unique calling? Or was it because he was simply a child, a baby? Because children don't need to be taught to see others as special. They don't need to be taught to wonder about another's life or circumstances, and they will sometimes do that with brutal honesty. And what if we as adults did that too? What if we thought about the uniqueness of the person that's in the car in front of us? What if we considered the day of the person we walk past on the street, or even if we imagined life histories for animals? What if we saw all other people as beloved and cherished, as worthy of love and beloved? Just think about that for a second. How far would that single act go to healing our world, to bringing about peace on earth? Now, I look out at all of you, and I see in each of you beloved prophets of the Most High. You too, all of you, can and are called to prepare the way of God on this earth. Taking a cue from the children, may God help us to guide our feet into the way of peace.